Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you're an introvert, it's better for the restaurant to be busy than not be busy. And you're going to be left alone by all accounts.
Oh, yeah. You're probably going to be forgotten.
Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, it's how to eat alone and not be scared. Tips for solo dining. All this from the waiter's perspective. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, people?
Welcome. Once again, we have in-house Mr. Omar Erazo.
Hey now. Good to be back, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Do you eat alone?
All the time.
How does that occur for you?
I usually get hungry.
Alone. I mean, that's fair.
I'm just kidding. Well, generally speaking, if you're single, you're not in a relationship, or no one's readily available, your friends or something that happens to be in the area, I have zero concern about going into a restaurant that doesn't matter the caliber, whatever I'm in the mood for, to go in by myself. Convenient, honestly, because you're a party of one. Okay, if you really want to sit at a table, those tables are readily. Is it going to be the nicest table on the water? Probably not.
Yeah,
but it's gonna give you the opportunity to skip through all those parties of eight or six even four, and just, you know, squirm your way right in, and then, you know, you're good. And I have zero concern about it.
Let's talk about if you're introverted versus extroverted. Mm-hmm. When you're out eating alone, let's say dinner. Okay, because lunch is
not just easy.
In my opinion, super easy.
Yes.
If you're an introvert, it's better for the restaurant to be busy than not be busy. And I'll tell you why. Most people think that, oh, it's easier when it's slower, but you're under the spotlight more, in my opinion, when it's slower. Nobody's looking at you when it's busy. Mm-hmm. It may feel that way.
But you're.
But you're just slipping in.
It's slipping out.
Slipping out. Everybody has so much more activities going on. They're with each other. The bartender's busy. The waiter's busy. And if you're an introvert, it sounds counterintuitive, but you get in on a busy night, and you're gonna be left alone by all accounts default.
Oh yeah.
You're probably gonna be forgotten.
Exactly. And if it's slower, then they have nothing else but to focus on you.
Yeah.
You're conspicuous. You're there. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you want? You get that up-the-butt service.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my opinion. I don't know where you land on the introvert.
I agree with your point of view there. And also, I mean, sometimes they'll show you a little too much attention because they have nothing else going on.
True.
So they feel like they need to kind of put a show and dance. Oh, where are you from? And listen, sometimes you want to do that, and that's fine. And sometimes you just kind of want to eat dinner and not be bothered. You and I've had this conversation in the past. You're like, you guys didn't come to see me here. You know, you guys came for the atmosphere, the restaurant, the food. Mm-hmm. I just happen to be one of the cogs in this thing that hopefully make your experience better. But I don't see, you know, chatting it up with you constantly, and I'm looking to chat vice versa.
Step one. So you want to dine by yourself,
yes.
Right? And so in my opinion, from a waiter's point of view, it's best to set the expectations when you sit down. You need to tell me how you want this thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't have me guessing that you're in a hurry
No.
Or you want to be left alone, or you want to take your time, just put my mind at ease and say, hey, you know, focus on your other tables. I'll be fine. You're still going to get your full tip.
Yeah, I'm here reading a good book. Like, I've had multiple, you know, and I find, you know, it's funny, I'll see women come with a book when they're alone.
Yes.
Come with a good book. Because I work at a place where you can see the ocean and stuff like that, and it's almost like them being on the beach.
You want something to do.
Yeah.
That's why I don't wear gloves. If I saw somebody bring a book onto my table, I'm going to knock it out their hands. Obviously, I'm kidding. No, but I'd be like, I'm looking for people to consume something while they're here other than knowledge in their book. You know?
Oh, for sure.
No, I get what you're saying.
But that's a part of, I think, setting the expectation, because if you say, hey, I'm going to have this and this, this time, I'm going to do this at this time.
Yeah.
At least when you put the staff's mind at rest, like let's say you have Omar and he doesn't want you to read your book, and he wants you to actually consume stuff. Your seat costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Either it costs you or it's going to cost him, but it's costing somebody money.
Exactly,
and we want them to have a good experience, however many you are, whether it's one or eight or I'd like to get to the, you know, to making sure you have a really good experience.
Absolutely.
is my thing. I think for you know, I don't want to do the woman thing too much, but I think I would. Why don't you go to the bar versus get to a table?
Like, okay.
So you're going to get a different experience even within the same venue.
That's whether it's a woman or a man. The first thing I would allude to is, the first place I go to as a man is the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because especially when you're alone, it's more of a social atmosphere, and I'm a social person. You know, where I can understand if you're an introvert and you don't want to really be bothered, you want to go to a table, you don't want a lot of people coming over, you don't want the average guy sitting next to you or the average person sitting just shooting the shit with you on a random basis.
Yes.
You know, if you have a table, you're able to just relax. Only person you're talking to is your server.
Yes.
You know, so you can read that book if you want to. Or you can interact with that server if you want to. Or you can turn around and talk to another table if you choose to, depending on your personality.
You're right. It depends on how much control you want to exercise over your experience.
And
you choose that ahead of time. So your advice is to go to the bar. But like Danny said, when you're at the bar, there's some built-in things that you may or may not want. There's a TV, you may want that, so there's built-in entertainment if you didn't bring a book or some puzzles or whatever the case may be. You didn't bring your Jenga
set. Or if you want to be that person looking down your phone the entire time.
Right, you know, you have, and you also have built-in entertainment. There's a certain amount of other people around you that you can play off of if that's what you choose. You want to open yourself up to other people. Hey, what's going on? Da 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 da. They're right next to you. They're across from you in various forms of twos, threes, ones, or whatever the case may be. And you also have the bartender, which can make or break your experience.
They're the ones that are going to read the room as to, you know, she don't want to be bothered. Because I've been the bartender, and I've been like, oh, the guy's like, hey, you know, that girl over there, you know, she by herself. I go, yeah, but she's not looking for you. You know, and you're comfortable with that person that way that you can talk to them because they're like, yeah, don't waste your time with her. There's the other girl over here might be able to kind of, it'll be a little more suitable for you. So you want to use the people around you or us in that particular fashion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bartenders are geniuses.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I mean, they know what you want, and you only mess it up when you try to like
do too much. Yeah.
Yeah. So just by you, where you sit at the bar, how you sit at the bar, we are processing all of that. They can tell by your body language, and they are your friend. Like you said, if somebody's bothering you, you can really give them that stress signal without even too many words if they're a good bartender.
Tons of times, like the limited time that I was a bartender, which, by the way, I am the worst at being a bartender. Out of all the stuff I've done in my life, I think that's the one I was the worst at. But a woman has given me a look of like, and I go, huh. I go, the moment that seat got up, I'm like, hey, you're moving over here.
Yes.
And you shift it over so that like the guy that was a little too close or didn't, the no wasn't a no enough.
Yeah.
You know how to wheel it. Or now you start, that guy's not getting more drinks or he's getting slowed down. Or there's a lot of stuff that you can do in order to kind of manipulate it. Because women do get a little bit, women shouldn't be rude. But at the same time, if you're being constantly proposed to in some capacity, you're going to be like, listen, it's like getting knocked on the door. You're like, how many times am I going to get up? You know, you're going to get upset about it. But if you create that rapport with the bartender, it's going to make your life a lot easier. Whoever it is, whether it be the waiter, the bartender, the hostess, hey, what's the best spot to sit in here? I'm by myself. I'm looking to kind of stay quiet. And they'll tell you where it's at because they know where it's
sometimes
at.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. You get in.
If you have no choice, you got to go with who you got to go. Yeah. And also in the bar, so the shifting of seats, like, so if you're by yourself, you're going to have to shift over left or right depending on how much a group of four that walks into the bar.
True. Yes.
Because you want to be courteous and let them sit with their group.
Yes. Correct. Yes, so that's a great point.
And that's the thing. It's like, don't be mad when you're sitting at the bar when someone asks you to move, because you should have known that from the beginning, especially with the fewer of the people that you are. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, you mind? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And everybody. And that's when you create a little camaraderie mm-hmm. with the other people around you, if you want to.
Yes.
And if not, you're like, oh, terrific. I'm telling you, I ordered drinks yesterday somewhere by myself, a group of four people, and I'm just waiting behind them to order. And then they started yucking it up with me. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up hanging out for a little bit, and I'm like, well, I got to go. But yeah, you can definitely be by yourself without any problems here, and especially in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think the bar may seem intimidating, but it's really your bartender's your ally. You have a lot of built-in things mm-hmm. there either to do or to protect you.
Yeah.
And the only way that the bartender won't be on your side is if they're just busy.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's not out of pure negligence. It's just out of, you know,
they're doing too much.
They're doing a lot of things from the volume. And then you can also then go up and get sat at a table or just leave.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, that's maybe not the best thing you want to do when you're already picked out a place that you want to enjoy the atmosphere and the food and things like that. And you're like,
Exactly.
I think for women, it's a little more because of society sitting by yourself. Because women has been so coveted right now for, forever. But what I mean is, I feel like, you know, you could definitely why didn't I find someone to be here with? I feel like there's a lot of that going through their minds. Instead of like us as men, we can just go in there and not be worried about anything.
We as men are wondering why she's alone. That's probably one of the first things that you're in your head. Are they here on business? Why, you know, what are you doing here alone?
I put my bartender goggles on to assess what a person's doing where.
Yeah.
Because their body language really dictates if they want to be approached.
Of course.
What their purpose is there. So, okay, for instance, if they have a laptop and it's, you know,
they're there on business.
They're there in their business mm-hmm. and they have the glass of wine and their heads down mm-hmm. and things like that. Mostly their relationship with the physical space mm-hmm. as the bar, the more squared up they are, the more you leave them alone.
Absolutely.
Because that's what the
they're in their own zone. Exactly.
They're in their own zone. If their head is up and they're looking around, it's one of two things. You have a 50-50 chance mm-hmm. of understanding a little bit more, because they could be people watchers or they could be scanning for entertainment, to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're at the bar and their body is angled one way or another, as they're not just 180 to the bar, and they are 90 degrees, that's very open for someone to come in.
Yeah.
That's an inviting body orientation.
Like leaned up against the wall, kind of where you're looking out, and then, you know, like this, and you have the full visual. Like you said, you can see everything going on.
Correct.
Yeah, that means they're inviting you in.
Well, if they're up against a wall, then it's a different dynamic, in my opinion, because they're going to be most likely be more of a people watcher than anything else, because your back against the wall is more of a power authority position. And so they may be using that for an entertainment, you know, mm-hmm. is projecting out, not necessarily inviting in. Mm-hmm. And so that I'll take that 50% down to 25%.
Gotcha.
And now, if they are close up against the bar, that's another closed off. And if they are, you know, still full on and they left a little bit more room, I'd read into that being a little bit more open for an approach as well. And so for the most, if you take nothing else from all of that, it's where the eyes are if they're scanning around. and where the body orientation in relationship to the physical bar. Now, let's talk about the table, because that, I think, is where it's most challenging for people. Mm-hmm. Is going to a table, you're solo, Dolo Pacino, you made this reservation or you just walked in, mm-hmm. and it feels conspicuous.
Yeah.
The spotlight is on you, so to speak, but nobody cares.
True. Yeah. Truthfully, nobody cares.
And that's really my advice. If you knew how little people cared about you.
Yeah. No, I think it's more to do, it's more about the person. And I remember when I was younger and I saw, oh, look, and it's more a little superficial. Oh, look how pretty she is. And she's by herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, okay.
Because they're, and again, this was much younger. Not mm-hmm. It was the collective of our age group. At that particular place where we were working at, we're like, oh, I can't believe she's eating by herself. Mm. And that was a stigma that, like, what's wrong with her? Because she's clearly good looking.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
What's the issue here? So, you know, that
well, you're not going to say that with a man.
But it's not, that's not her.
What's that?
Well, you're not going to say that with a man.
Correct. No, you're not. Correct. You're not.
You're not going to be like, hey,
you're a good looking dude. What are you doing by yourself?
Exactly. You're not even thinking about that, you know. But with a good looking woman by herself, that question's going to pop up in here. Whether you're her server or whether you're a guest or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. you're kind of like, okay, what is she doing alone?
Yes.
I'll tell you, one of the coolest experiences that I was the waiter in this particular situation, a nice steakhouse. And it was honestly, I was like, man, this guy's the coolest dude I have ever seen. Mm. Handsome guy, nice suit, orders a bottle of Nickel and Nickel, order one appetizer, one 18-ounce New York strip, one side of mashed potatoes, ate a little bit of, and a shrimp cocktail to start off with. Yeah, like two shrimp, made like half the steak, polished off half the bottle, left half the bottle. and the guy, it was just like, never got anything on him, left the day. Nobody, like, bro. All I thought was like, bro, this is the coolest dude. I wish I could do that every day. F having somebody else with me, because the guy could be happy. So towards, I go, so what's going on? What are you doing? He goes, I'm going through a divorce. But the guy looked like he was just living life so very well. So I do think that there was a distinguishable
difference. He might have been.
I've never,
the divorce might have been on his terms.
I've seen yes. But the guy, he was very comfortable by himself. No one was going to bother him. He's done this before where mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen a woman be that cool by herself.
I have.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I have, because it really is a matter of how often you've done it, how mm-hmm. comfortable you are in the space that you've created for yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? So I personally believe that a one-top is just as good as a two-top.
Oh, for sure.
Because you can have a two-top that splits everything, that's really demanding and things like that.
Because think about that one top you were just talking about.
Yes.
That sounded like a great check.
Oh, no, it was terrific.
Okay, that was almost a four-tops check. Man. You know, depending on if you get a family in, they might not have had a good check at the same terrific. As the guy at the same.
I know, because the numbers bear out that you can have one parent with three kids,
yeah.
you know, and run around. So to all the, from the service point of view, it may feel that you as a diner are conspicuous and maybe they don't want to wait on me because I'm one, but we don't feel that way,
honestly.
Because your one check is could be just as good as two. Yeah.
For less effort.
Yeah.
And you're the master of how it goes. And you can say, hey, you know, let's do this. I'm going to do this and give me a minute. And once you say, hey, give me a minute or give me some time and give more instructions, because the challenge is, for me anyway, if it's not busy, particularly, and if you're solo and you have not given me any instructions, I want to know that I'm giving you good service, and you got to give me something to do.
Yeah.
I have to have something to do. Mm-hmm. And so if I don't know where I stand, I'm going to seemingly bother you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is everything all right? How are you doing? Da, da, da. Do you need anything? Can I, you know?
You're stepping on each other's toes.
Yes.
To some degree. The point that I was making more so about the guy and the girl is that I feel like because of society, it's acceptable for the guy to be that way and the woman
absolutely.
Is a little less acceptable. So it's not, I wasn't trying to make the example that she's mm-hmm. not comfortable doing it. She's not comfortable doing it because the societal pressures and not necessarily the stuff that, you know, that the guy gets to have just automatically.
I think that might be a perspective that you and some people have, but
yeah.
From my experience, I If I were to think of my solo diners, the women have stuck out more to me as being cool.
For sure. Yeah,
without a doubt, you know, because it takes a certain type of person to be able to go out, sit by themselves. I don't do it. I don't consider myself an introvert at all. But I can't tell you that I've ever done it. Honestly.
You've never eaten out alone by yourself?
Not that I can remember.
Really?
I mean, maybe utilitarianly wise, you know, been out and just... But a dining experience?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, it's not for me.
I mean, like a dining experience? Like a full-on meal? Like
yes.
Like
going out to a restaurant, reservation for one, sitting down, whether at the bar or not,
when
I don't do it.
Like when you're traveling somewhere? Like you're,
I don't travel alone either. That's one of my bucket list things to do is take a major trip on my own.
Oh, that's so cool.
I have not done
it. It's actually very... You find yourself in the coolest situations when you are alone. You find... Because you're free. You know what I mean? Where
seemingly...
No, I mean, I'm being honest, like,
It's free for you.
Yeah.
It's freeing for you, but it's not freeing for everybody.
True. Being alone, I find the coolest stories end up happening. You meet people. But like I said, I'm an extrovert. I'm an outgoing kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sit at a bar by myself and engage in the conversation and engage with these people and be alone and be fine, you know, and make new friends and have a great time and have something memorable happen.
Yeah.
I get on both ends of the coin where some people can't do it, and you know it is what it is, or not that they can't; they choose not to
do it.
And so, but I do like those little solo dolo missions, and they're fun every once in a while.
I find you people to be very fascinating because I've tried it. I've tried.
He
it.
He said that to me before too, though.
Not the first time.
There's been a couple of instances where I remember. When I first moved here, I had zero friends. I moved here by myself, so that's an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I didn't move here for anybody.
Yeah.
I came by myself, and I remember it was a Chili's in the neighborhood. I went there, happy hour, and I went. I had a drink. I was so uncomfortable. I got the hell out of there and went back home. It just wasn't for me. First of all, I need to be in control of... I want
to
either
engage... So even to this day, you won't go to a bar if you haven't planned other people to get there? That's what you're saying?
I remember I went to Kaluz once for happy hour because sometimes, you know, you're by yourself, you just want to go out. And I went out and I had a great time. This older lady was sitting next to me and she chatted me up. We had a great time. But I generally don't do it. Generally, I don't do it. And so I went to a club once when I was younger by myself. Never felt so uncomfortable.
That
in my
was
life.
Rough. That's rough.
Well, clubs are rough.
Oof. It felt like there were so many groups that I stuck out.
You know? Yeah, it's harder in a club. You know, I mean, it's you want to go if you're going to go to a club, you definitely want to be with at least another person.
Yeah,
you got to make up some kind of story where you're like, "Oh, my friends canceled last minute."
Because
you can't be in a nightclub. I mean, I worked at a nightclub, and I'm telling you, it's not the most comfortable situation unless you're a gorgeous, beautiful girl, where you're gonna get pulled into some kind of table,
yes.
And then even then, you might not want to do that. But a single guy in a nightclub, oof.
Yeah, you can't make any moves.
No,
who you here with?
You better make some. make friends with another single guy out there and pretend y'all know each other forever.
You gotta be. Oh, my friends are over there. You know,
yeah.
You gotta lie.
You
can't show up by yourself.
It's like high school lunch over here.
it can be tough. And so to sum it up, when you're deciding to go out by yourself, whether it's busy, know that busy does offer you some cloak. Versus when it's easier. I mean, and even when it's busy, I find it's easier to get in.
Yeah.
You know, when it's one, you're not having to wait, like you said earlier.
No, you could usually slide right in when you're one person.
Especially at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
I would tell you, if I could say that advice out of even after this conversation, is talk to who the host is, talk to the hostess primarily initially, then go to the bar and then feel it out. Hey, where's the best place for whatever extrovert or introverted? Hey, I'm kind of just trying to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Feel like, this is where you should be. Or this is where, hey, if you want to meet some people, hey, you know, and just talk to the bartender. And usually the bartender's really awesome. You're not just tipping for those magical drinks. You're tipping for the whole experience.
Absolutely.
True. And if you are interested in reading a book, yes, go at a slower time. If you're interested in people watching, go at the peak times. And that's that. We're going to leave you on that. That's our show. Thank you so much, Mr. Omar, for joining us once again.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And if you have solo dining experiences you want to share with me, and I, by extension, share it with the rest of the listening audience, you can always email me. I read all my emails and I respond. I'm themodernwaiter at gmail.com or follow me on Instagram at themodernwaiterpodcast. Comment down below on the YouTubes if you're listening that way. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Daniel Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.